Oh, you know, there's my opportunity. He looks like he could be a good one. Look at the size of those legs. I'm going to try to get a hold of him. Doesn't always work out for you. I know this week people are hunting for some frogs to take part in the Valley City Frog Jumping Contest and Festival. And Rod Knight joins us this morning to talk to us all about it. Good morning, Rod.
Get a jump on a jump. Get a jump on a jump. Good morning, Bruce.
I'm getting to jump on a jump for sure, and this is going to be, what year are we talking about now for this festival? How many years now?
53 straight years. This will be the first 53rd one.
Wow. I bet there's grandsons of frogs jumping, you know, the...
Great. We're into fourth gen. Well, frogs, we're probably into the...
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, yeah, twice removed. Great. Exactly. But obviously, families come out to this. It is a big family event. I was looking on YouTube, and there are some previous different people who come covering different festivals have put up videos on there, and it really is a family event, and the kids are almost the stars of this show in a way.
Well, the kids and the frogs,
oh,
of
that's
course.
Right, exactly. They're the ones that kind of get their hands dirty a little bit and have fun with their frogs. Again, this is the Valley City Frog Jump Festival. It's August 9th and 10th. The big jumping takes place on the 10th, right? That's when is that the...
Right.
And then, because you used to have one day, now you have 2 days. And what's going on the 9th? What's the big
well,
party?
Well, get a jump on a jump. We started this last year. We wanted a relaxed, casual social party the evening before to get everybody in the mood. And so we have food. We have a band. The Time Warp Band will be there. They play music from the 60s through now. Five-piece band. We have food. We have kind of a Budweiser beer garden effect set up, and we have merchandise there. You can look at the this year's T-shirts and with the new logo and so forth. It's just a mill around social, and it went so well last year that everybody clamored for it to happen again this year.
And of course, the big Frog Jumping Festival Sunday, that goes from 11 a.m. until 5. Kind of take us through that day. When do people start showing up and getting everything ready and all the frogs come to town? Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, the first to arrive, normally there's a bunch of groupies that like to be first in line to register to jump their frog. We've had them there as early as 5:30. They had to go around the gate to get in. And they bring their lounge chairs and their coffee and their iPads and refresh acquaintances from people they haven't seen the year before. Anyway, at 10 o'clock, we start to register to jump your frog, and that's important if you want to jump. And that process takes a little while, but we shorten it a lot. When it's your turn then, you take your frog into the ring, and you will be instructed where to go, and then you get to jump your frog. But other things are happening, too. There's coffee in the morning served by a local church, and all the vendors and everybody is getting ready to go. And then by 11 o'clock, everything is going great.
Rod, is Valley City a hotbed for frogs, or is this, you know, BYOF, bring your own frog?
Either way you like it, Bruce. We prefer the BYOF. Go out Friday or Saturday night and catch your frog, and that's something you'll remember and have a good time doing.
Can you give us a little frog catching technique?
Sure. Fairly simple. Go out at night. Check your pond out, or creek or river or whatever beforehand for safety. Go out at night with a good flashlight. Put that light in his eyes, and that will momentarily stun the little guy and grab him. He's yours.
Now, is this something that works better as a team? You think a two-person frog catching team would work better than just one guy going out there with a flashlight and a bucket?
There are more ways. There are as many ways to catch frogs as there are frog catchers. But let me mention frog catchers. I'm really pleased with the logo that has been adopted for this year's jump. for those 53 years, somewhere in Valley City, there's been a group or another of crazies that would always go out and get a supply of frogs to be used by those who cannot or will not catch their own. And so this year, the logo that's on T-shirts and beer mugs and even the trophy says, dedicated to the allegiance of frog catchers. I'm really pleased because these guys are the behind-the-scenes star of the show. Otherwise, a lot of people wouldn't have frogs.
Well, the logo itself kind of gives me the lesson. I can see the stars out with the moon, so I know it's at night. They got a flashlight, the frogs on the lily pad, and then we've got all sort of things to catch it in there as well. But
Rod, I've got to ask, though, Bruce. Rod, does size matter? You know, is a bigger frog a more powerful frog that can jump farther?
Maybe it can. Doesn't always mean it will. You know, the kids generally seem to like a big frog. They think they would jump further, but that's often not the case. A medium-sized frog sometimes will go a lot further than a large bullfrog.
Well, those big ones probably think, who's going to bother me? I'm the big frog here, so I don't have to be hopping around. I've seen the way that they kind of do it. You're in the center of a circle. You put the frog down. You kind of pound on the ground or make some noises to the frogs. And then it's, what, three jumps? And then you measure it, right?
Exactly right.
And if they jump,
end of three jumps.
And if they jump backwards, tough luck for you.
Tough luck for you.
I'm looking at some frog jumping statistics. By the way, we're talking with Rod Knight from the Valley City Frog Jumping Festival, which is on August 9th and 10th. The big frog jumping taking place on the 10th. Different years of jumps. 2001, the longest jump was 18 feet 4 inches. And then you have flight winner's average of 13.6. What's the difference kind of between those? How does that all work?
Well, we divide the jumpers into groups of 20,
okay.
And each group we label a flight. And so the frog that jumps the furthest at each flight then gets a trophy at the end of the day. But then they get to compete at the end of the day against all the other flight winners for the grand champion trophy.
So in essence, the frog will have two jumps, right?
If they win.
If they win, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives them a little chance to rest in between there.
Your frog moist and cool and in the shade, because you got him in some kind of a container, a bucket, or a gunny sack or something. So take care of that frog all day long and get him back to the pond as soon as you're done.
Yeah, and well, you're not too far. I guess it's Millstream Park, so I'm sure somewhere near there's a stream or a pond for them to put the frog back into that. So is there a ceremonial dumping of the frogs back, releasing of them, or does that just kind of happen?
That just happens. We have the same bunch of crazies are very protective about these frogs, our rental frogs now, that's all we can talk about. They take them back immediately after the event is over and get them back into ponds.
Does anybody bring in a little treat just to, you know, reward their frog for a good day's jump?
Well, I don't know. All the individuals that come, you know, there's 35% of them rent, but the rest of them bring their own frogs, so they may do that. I do know that some people, and it's a good idea, feed their frogs. They feed them fruit flies or some critter like that you can buy at some of the pet stores. Yeah,
whatever a frog eats. I know. Mm-hmm. So, Rod, what is it that you are responsible for on the frog jumping day?
Well, this is the frog jump festival, meaning a lot of stuff besides the frog jump, you know, music, food, games, etc. My wife, Barb, and I have been running the jumping ring for a fair number of years now, and so that's pretty much what we focus on. Frogs, 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 frogs.
Do you hear the frogs in your sleep, or is that sort of a lullaby to you? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a lullaby.
Okay.
By the way, did you know that frogs can sort of serve as a rough or a coarse calendar of the year?
I did not know that. Explain. What is that?
Here, I'm going to play a recording. This is a wood frog. And I can't begin to describe that noise, but a wood frog comes out of Harbor Nation in March when it's still cold or even still ice on the ponds. And he's very, very shy kind of guy, but he comes out, and that's his mating cry. And then a little bit later in the spring, and you probably all heard this if you're anywhere outside, this is a spring peeper. That's a single one. Sounds kind of neat, but then you get a chorus of them. Now we're in the spring of the year, and the chorus of them is really, really loud. And then a little bit later in the year, you get a leopard frog, and you'll have to listen carefully because the spring peeper chorus is kind of taken over here, but in the background, you can hear that sort of a, I can't describe it, growl or something. That's a leopard frog. And then there's one more pickerel frog that's native to the area. Like this is like early summer, and again you'll hear him snoring.
Oh, yes,
but there's peepers in the background.
I've heard.
And then you can get in the summer this time of year the old favorite, the biggest one in the country is the bullfrog.
Yes.
So you can use that as a calendar if you choose.
Whenever you hear that, you know what time of the year it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
There's one other thing people might like to hear about, and that is we've discussed this in the past. We do have a mascot, Mayor Ribbit, a large frog. Well, Mayor Ribbit is going to turn 10 years old this year, so we're going to sing happy birthday to him. That'll take place about 5 minutes to 11 in the jumping ring right before we raise the flag, and we have a young woman, Jackie Toyer, is going to lead us in singing the national anthem, and then we will start jumping promptly at 11 o'clock.
Sounds good. Like a lot of different activities going on. Again, it's the Valley City Frog Jump Festival, August 9th and 10th. They have the party in the park on Saturday, August 9th, where you can get a jump on the jump. I'm not going to sing like you did, Rod. And also,
I hope not.
And then the Sunday, it's the Frog Jumping Festival again. It's at Millstream Park, 1250 Maple Street, just off Route 303 in downtown Valley City. And our guest today has been Rod Knight with the Valley City Frog Jumping Festival. Rod, thanks for sharing the time with us and a little bit of the history and education about frogs. Always enjoy chatting with you at this time of the year.
Thank you for inviting us on again. We really enjoy it, and hope people take care of their frogs.
Exactly. Have a good day, Rod.
Thank you. Bye.